So, on to the treatment proper. I like to start by resting my hands on the shoulders. It helps to calm everything down, and some people can be halfway to being asleep before you even take your hands off the shoulders. And although most hand positions are held for perhaps 3, 4, 5 minutes, I tend to hold the shoulders for about 10 minutes at the start of a session. Close your eyes, still your mind, feel yourself merging with the energy and merging with the person in front of you, and allow the energy to flow. On other tracks, we have already spoken about the wandering mind and how to deal with it. If unwanted thoughts arise, then pay them no attention, and gently bring your attention back to what you were doing. Feel yourself disappearing into the energy again, and allow the energy to flow. You do not need to be in a perfect meditative state to give a Reiki treatment, so don't worry. With practice, your mind will start to settle. As you go through the hand positions, if you notice that there is a lot of energy coming through your hands in a particular position, then you should stay there for longer. You don't need to follow the clock slavishly. After a while, the sensations will subside, and you know that it's okay to move on to the next position. So your hands can tell you how long you should stay in each hand position if you listen to them. So, you move through the hand positions, treating the head, and then moving on to the torso and the legs, finishing with the ankles. Use the standard hand positions as a guide, adding or altering positions based on what you might have noticed when you were scanning, and be open to impressions, to your intuition. If you feel strongly drawn to a particular part of the body, then don't try and puzzle out why, just accept your impressions and treat that area. If your hands feel like they're drifting to a particular part of the body, then just accept your intuition and treat that area. Go with the flow. Now, to bring the treatment to a close, there are a couple of things that you can do. Firstly, it's nice to smooth down the person's energy field. Hover your hands above the person and make a few sweeps from the crown down towards the ankles, always in that direction, with the intention that you are smoothing down the energy field all the way round the body, 360 degrees. Having done that, now you need to do something to ritually disconnect from the person in front of you. At the beginning of the treatment, you focused on merging or becoming one with the recipient, and now we need to take a ritual or even an actual step back. Do something to say, "I have disconnected." A lot of people will rub their hands together or blow into their hands as they rub them or shake their hands. Or you might decide to use kenyoku, the dry bathing movements that you learned as part of hatsure. And your treatment is at an end. You will find that sharing Reiki with another person is a wonderful, special thing to do. Something that can make a real difference to the lives of the people you treat, and something that brings stillness and compassion to you and a feeling of contentment and fulfillment. Take the opportunity to share Reiki with people when you can, and make a difference. This audio CD is at an end now, and I hope that you've found the tracks to be useful, interesting, and easy to listen to. Our first degree manual provides a great deal more detail, and you should refer to that also. This CD focuses on some of the main points. So, thank you for listening, and I wish you an exciting and fulfilling journey with Reiki.